B-Pod Studios.
Ready, set, go!
This is Checkpoint XP Daily, your daily dose of esports and video game discussion. A complete look at all things esports and gaming. A production of Beasley Esports XP. Here are your hosts, Nate Bender, Robbie Landis, Norris Howard, and Joe Sloan.
Checkpoint reached.
Hey, welcome to Checkpoint XP Daily for Wednesday, March 20th, 2019. Your home for esports and gaming. I want to thank everyone listening on the Talk of Las Vegas, 101.5 FM and 720 AM, as well as KJR 950 in Seattle, Washington. Coming up today on Checkpoint XP Daily, we'll check in with the voice of the people, Sarah Skopic, as we ask our social media followers what their all-time favorite game soundtrack is and why. That discussion is ahead in about 10 minutes here on Checkpoint XP Daily. Each week, we like to check in on what's going on with the major esports leagues. Last weekend saw action in the North American LCS as well as the Overwatch League. In addition, the WESG wrapped up last Sunday, so let's start there.
Yeah, so we're actually going to start with StarCraft II. The weekend played host to some stellar matchups. First, Scarlet was defeated by the world champion, Serral.
Oh, no!
She was. It was a 3-1 final in the Zerg versus Zerg matchup. At the end of the day, though, you're playing against Serral, and he is probably the best in the world.
Is he the king of the creeps?
This day he was, yes. On the other side of the bracket, Innovation defeated Maru 3-1 in the Terran versus Terran matchup. In the grand finals, the third place bout went to Maru, who defeated Scarlet 3-2. Meanwhile, the main event saw Serral taking on Innovation. It went the full seven matches. It was an awesome seven matches. Innovation emerged victorious over Serral and took home $150,000.
Wow.
Yep. Meanwhile, in Counter-Strike Global Offensive in the semifinals, it was AGO Esports who defeated Fnatic in a 2-1 final. Windigo Gaming, meanwhile, put on a dominant performance, and 2-0 G2 Esports
set up
their
third-place
match. I know both the teams that we've actually heard of got bounced out.
Yeah.
G2 Esports managed to bounce back and defeat Fnatic to take third place. In the grand finals, Windigo Gaming emerged victorious over AGO Esports in a 2-1 final. For that win, they're taking home $500,000, which
and getting on everyone's radar in a big way. I mean, Windigo Gaming is a new name, at least to me.
Yeah, I think they're a Bulgaria. They're based out of the Ukraine, but they're a Bulgarian squad.
Interesting.
Wow. Okay. Lastly, in Hearthstone, it was actually a Canadian player who went all the way. Canada's own Purple defeated Malagos in the finals to take home $100,000.
Again, listen, we bring this talking point up all the time, but $100,000 for Hearthstone?
Yeah. Versus Tekken, which is struggling to put together $5,000.
That is ridiculous.
It's horrific. Like, that should never happen.
Yeah.
Moving on to the North American LCS, it was quite a weekend. FlyQuest have a 2-0 weekend after beating 100 Thieves and handing Liquid their second loss of the season.
That match was amazing.
It was, I agree.
And I really got to hand it to FlyQuest because they brought it back in that late game, because all the way up until about 22, 23 minutes in, I was like, why don't Team Liquid in this match? But guess what? They couldn't.
You can't let your opponent hang around.
FlyQuest took it to him. You're right. They let him hang around for too long.
So with 1 week to go, the current standings are Team Liquid in first place at 14-2. Cloud9 are in second at 12-4. TSM have an 11-5 record in third place. FlyQuest is 9-7. Golden Guardians is 7-9. And then there's a three-way tie for that sixth and final slot in the playoffs between CLG, Echo Fox, and Optic Gaming. They're all 6-10. I hate this.
Please, real quick, explain to me how the 9-7 FlyQuest were able to take down the 14-2 Team Liquid.
Well, I think that at this point, Team Liquid doesn't have a whole lot to play for. They're guaranteed their playoff slot. Mm-hmm. They are most likely not going to fall behind Cloud9 even for second place. Even if they fell into second place, they still get the first round bye.
They just taking it easy, you think?
Maybe.
A little bit of sandbagging.
It's hard to say. I just hate that we're guaranteed to have a team with a less than 500 record making the playoffs. I really don't like that. I think this speaks to the fact that maybe only four teams need to make the playoffs here.
Yep.
Because, I mean, at best, CLG, Echo Fox, or Optic, one of them is going to have an 8-10 record, and they're going to make the playoffs on that.
That's
terrible.
Yeah,
I hate that.
I'm not a fan of that either.
So there are some matches to watch this weekend. Golden Guardians are going to play Optic and FlyQuest. Two wins will guarantee their playoff spot. One win would put them in a great spot. I hate this. TSM and Liquid are playing against each other, which on paper, first place versus third place. That should be a great match.
But they're both locked in for the playoffs already.
But they're both locked in for the playoffs. I mean, TSM might have something to play for. They're only a game behind Cloud9. So, you know, if they catch Cloud9, they could get that first round bye, too. They'll have something to play for. But I don't know that Team Liquid really has anything to play for. Even if they went 0-2, they're still going to be just tied with C9 for first place. I don't know. It's tough. C9 is going to play Clutch and FlyQuest, and FlyQuest is guaranteed that playoff spot. Of the three teams that might take the sixth spot, I think CLG probably has the best chance. They have to play Echo Fox and 100 Thieves, which is probably the weakest schedule this weekend, which, since I was at one point a huge CLG fan, means they'll bomb and lose both games, of course.
Well, actually, based on your previous track record with LCS, they'll probably, you know, sweep over their matches and make it.
They probably will. Whatever I say, they'll do the opposite because CLG hates my guts, and that's what's going on in the NALCS.
You're listening to Checkpoint XP Sports and Gaming Radio. I want to thank everyone listening on the Hawk 1340 in Wenatchee, Washington, as well as the Fan 97.1 in Columbus, Ohio. We're currently going over the current standings and results from the NALCS. Also checking out what's going on in the WESG. And now it's time to turn our attention to the Overwatch League as we are now getting ready for the Stage 1 playoffs.
And that's right. So our playoff bracket for the OWL Stage 1 playoffs are all set, with the Vancouver Titans taking the top seed with a perfect 7-0 record.
They managed to supplant NYXL.
They did. They went to the top spot by two maps.
Wow.
By two maps.
That's
they were
why
able
that
to
map
that.
Differential matters. As people are finding out.
Right. Every map matters.
That's
every
right.
time.
Yep. Well, and also making the cut, as we said, are the NYXL, Philly Fusion, Toronto Defiant, Atlanta Reign, San Francisco Shock, Seoul Dynasty, and Nate's Boston Uprising.
Now, they made the cut.
They made the playoffs.
And a few funny things to note too on that whole map differential thing is that both Seoul had to play the Shock and the Nod broadcast map because they were tied perfectly even, and Philly and Toronto actually did a coin flip.
Let's talk about this for a second.
We have to talk about the coin flip because not often, like, all sorts of rules get botched and whatnot, but it is not often that you see a coin flip get botched.
You would think it is the simplest of ways to decide anything.
I understand it, they had called beforehand whether they're going to be heads or tails. It was the Defiant and the Fusion. They had decided beforehand who's going to be heads and who's going to be tails. Nate and Anzer flipped the coin.
Nate, I love you. You are a great guy. And anyone else in the esports industry named Nate, I'm automatically a fan of.
Right.
How'd you mess this one up, buddy?
Yeah, he flipped the coin, called the right, whether it was heads or tails correctly, but then awarded the win to the wrong team.
So hey,
everyone
had to go back
confused.
On Instagram Live and explain what happened.
Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, and now he also said on Reddit afterwards that never again will something be decided via coin flip in Overwatch
because
League.
It's apparently too complicated for him to keep track of.
It's really ridiculous.
Come on.
I mean, wasn't there a character in Rat Race where that was like it was like the Wayne Brady-esque character where
the hell is Rat Race?
It was an awful movie in like the 2000s.
Oh, Rowan Atkinson was
Rowan
it?
Atkinson.
Yeah, I vaguely remember this movie.
I feel like his gimmick was that he would have been like a ref in the Super Bowl who'd called the coin flip wrong and the whole country blamed him for the team's loss or something.
Oh, now
like
you're
that.
Getting too deep in it. I don't remember. But
anyway, the reason why Boston was able to get into that final spot was the fact that on the final day of the season, they were able to beat the Dallas Fuel more beat themselves.
They choked
and Boston
hard.
Took advantage and
so
they were
hard.
Able
I mean
to
it was a reverse sweep
spot.
It was pretty epic.
It was pretty epic, but on the tiebreaker map there was a big ultimate that could have been put into play. They botched that ultimate and Boston ended up taking that top spot. And last note, NYXL's Ark has been traded to the Washington Justice, and I'm so sorry, Ark. I don't know what you're going
to
do.
I don't want to get traded off the NYXL onto Washington.
No, not at this point. I don't know. Maybe he can turn the team around?
Not that much.
No.
All right. Well, listen, we want to hear from you. What were you watching? Who are you rooting for in NALCS? Who are you pulling for in the first stage playoffs going into OWL? We want to hear from you. Connect with us on social media. That's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter, and Checkpoint underscore XP on Instagram. But ahead next, this week on our social media question, we were asking what your favorite gaming soundtrack is and why. We'll share our own answers and welcome in Voice of the People, Sarah Skopic, to give you yours. Ahead next on Checkpoint XP Daily.
This is Checkpoint XP, esports and gaming radio.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
This is Checkpoint XP, esports and gaming radio. CheckpointXP.com.
Hey, welcome back to Checkpoint XP Daily, your home for esports and gaming. I want to thank everyone listening on WXSM Tri-Cities, Tennessee, as well as ESPN Phoenix 620. Make sure you visit our website over at CheckpointXP.com so you can subscribe to the Checkpoint XP podcast. Robbie, what's this week on the podcast?
You know, it's pretty common practice nowadays to buy stuff in-game, but what happens if it's a player that's selling to you?
Subscribe and download free on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and the Westwood One Podcast app from Westwood One Podcast Network. Everyone's listening. You can also follow us on social media. That's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter, and Checkpoint underscore XP on Instagram so that you can respond to our weekly social media question. This week, we asked you what your favorite video game soundtrack is and why, and boy, did we get inundated with responses to this question.
Yeah. I feel like this was our most responded to question we've asked. It's got to
well
be up
might,
there.
It very well may be. It's definitely up there. It was certainly an enthusiastic response from our social media community, and shout out to you guys. Thank you so much.
Very heartening.
It is. I love seeing all of the responses, and such great responses too. I'm curious to get your guys' take. I'm going to start off with, and you know, this may be kind of obvious because I've professed my love for this soundtrack so many times, but Chrono Trigger has got to be my favorite gaming soundtrack of all time.
It's not a bad choice, and I don't want to say it's an obvious choice because a lot of people would maybe go to the Final Fantasies for that.
Sure.
But it definitely is a great choice because Masuda went nuts over that OST.
And the thing is that for as great as a composer he is, it's also the touches that Nobuo Uematsu brought to that soundtrack that are really amazing. And it's tough because, you know, that's up against a soundtrack like Chrono Cross, which I think is in a very real way a spiritual successor. So, while the Chrono Cross soundtrack might be, you know, better in terms of fidelity and more musically diverse, the instrument pool is much more diverse. You know, the synthesizing that they had to work with was way different. It wasn't an SNES sound palette. You know, so many of the melodies and songs were derived from Chrono Trigger.
Yeah.
That it owes way too much of its soundtrack to Trigger to be ignored. And that's really why I absolutely love the Chrono Trigger soundtrack.
It was a really difficult decision here for me because, like you guys said, when you look at Square Enix, almost everything that they put out has an amazing soundtrack.
Quality, yeah.
But for me, you know, when we're talking about the score of something, it's not just about the music, it's how the music fits into the game as well. And I'm not going to go with the Square Enix title. I'm actually going to go with Persona 5 as mine.
Really?
Yeah, because first of all, even outside of the game, all those tracks are absolute
fire, great.
Okay? But when you actually get put into the game, you know, it's such a fantastic story. And when you get put into some of these different levels, you know, the casino levels, the pyramid and stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
that music really helps to cement that you're in this, you know, these fantasy sort of worlds and you're being sucked into completely different worlds. And I don't know if the game would have been on the same level had it not been for the music.
I mean, honestly, since 3, Persona has pretty stellar music.
3, 4, yeah. and 5 are 3, all 4, and amazing 5. Amazing.
I loved 4's soundtrack. That may have been what made me push past the you know, yeah, obvious the anime.
Without the music, yeah, the game would have been lesser.
I agree.
I agree. Totally.
Wholeheartedly agree.
And Robbie, you say that. I was this close to picking Persona
That's
5.
That's why I had to go first. I didn't want you to take it.
Specifically because of that reasoning about how the score meshes well with the game.
Yeah.
And I'm going to take it even further about how music makes you instantly identify with characters. And with I got to say Street Fighter 2.
Yeah.
And I got to say Yoko Shimomura's work on Street Fighter 2, because her idea to make the music match the country of origin of each character and thematically speak to the type of character that they were, I thought was brilliant. And it was something that you hadn't seen before in video games. And I think it was absolutely revolutionary. And it's still home to some of the best melodies and the best music, the iconic music of video games, period.
All right, I'm going to go kind of quickly here so we can get to our social media responses. I just got to say, I think Morrowind has one of the best soundtracks in any game ever made.
I'm shocked. I thought you were going to say Toby Fox.
Undertale, I've gone back and forth all day. I'm hoping someone in the social media response will say Undertale for me, but I got to say Morrowind. It's an incredible soundtrack.
You're listening to Checkpoint XP Esports and Gaming Radio. I want to thank everyone listening on WXSM Tri-Cities, Tennessee, as well as ESPN Phoenix 620. We're currently talking about our social media question we put to you guys over at Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter, and Checkpoint_XP on Instagram. What is your favorite gaming soundtrack of all time and why? Before we get to the social media questions, Sarah, got to know from you, what's your favorite soundtrack?
As for me, I think about how its use of music and iconic, and also with characters. So for me, it's the Ace Attorney series.
Oh, yeah.
Every soundtrack piece is iconic. You know what character it is, you know what situation's going on, and to the fact that they've had different music for every game, for like the Objection themes and all the courtroom stuff, and yet still all sounds really good.
And it's all really groovable music.
Yeah.
Too. All right, let's take a look at some of the responses that were coming in from you guys over social media.
Over on Facebook, we have Matt who says, "I'm obsessed with Nier Automata right now. It's such a perfect mix of calming exploration and tense battle sequences filled with lyrics that make for one of the most memorable, unique OSTs I've ever listened to."
This might be the most answered response that we got.
Nier Automata.
So many people say Nier Automata.
There's a way to finish this game specifically to listen to the OST in context.
Well, it's not just Nier Automata. It's the previous Nier game, and really all of the Drakengard games have stellar soundtracks. It's one of the things that I've always loved about those games.
We have Blake who says the Castlevania series for sure. Bloody Tears, Simon's Theme, Dracula's Castle, etc. So many unforgettable tracks.
It's all metal. That's all straight up Castlevania music is metal.
Not Symphony of the Night.
Really?
Nope.
I mean, that's a little bit more. Lot of it is Baroque, very Baroque stuff. But like, if you played those themes on a guitar, that's metal. It's still metal.
No, it's scored as metal.
Yeah.
Andrew responds with Maximum Carnage for the Sega Genesis.
Yeah!
All right. Wow! I dig it.
That's a blast from the past.
I dig it.
But it is a great soundtrack.
We have Ricky who says Zelda. So many of the songs are iconic and instantly recognizable.
Facts.
Zelda is completely reasonable. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, especially with the
Ocarina of Time.
Exactly.
First of all.
Yes, the kind of motifs and themes that were brought
around. And it'll randomly pop into my head for no reason.
Song of Storms? Absolutely. Yep.
Over on Twitter, we have Used to be Morgan Freeman. Gonna go on my own and say the Fallout series. The combination of era-specific real songs and Xur's atmospheric compositions really put you in the game.
You know, as someone who has been exploring the Fallout series a little bit more delicately, I absolutely agree with this. Their music selection is very specific, and it elicits a very specific time period.
Yep.
I love it. It's an attention to detail that I think Bethesda and Obsidian both have done very, very well with. One more.
Back on Facebook, we have Jean-Paul that wants to know if this is cheating. Rock Band or Guitar Hero has amazing soundtracks.
That is absolutely cheating.
It's
sort of cheating.
OST.
But like, here's the thing. I would also put Tony Hawk's Pro Skater, the original soundtrack, up there. I mean, like Dance Dance Revolution.
Okay,
I mean,
I'll put DDR up there.
Come on. You gotta give credit where credit is due. How about the game that predated Rock Band? Guitar Freaks? Anyone?
Oh, yeah.
I still remember Guitar Freaks. All right, listen, we're going to to have to leave the discussion right there, but make sure you follow us on social media so that you can make your voice heard on next week's social media question. That's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter, and Checkpoint underscore XP on Instagram. And thanks, guys, for making this one so much fun. That's going to do it for Checkpoint XP Daily, the first internationally syndicated show on esports and gaming for radio. Visit our website at checkpointxp.com for insight on esports and gaming, as well as our growing collection of podcasts and interviews. Join us Monday through Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern at twitch.tv/checkpointxp. Our theme is provided by the band Weird At Last. Find more at weirdatlast.com. Checkpoint XP Daily is a production of Beasley Esports XP. Thanks to our executive producing team of Buzz Knight, Mike Thomas, and Rick Scott. Lead segment producing by Joe Sloan. Producing and booking help from Christine Solis. Big thanks to Sarah Skopic over at the Checkpoint News Desk. And of course, my co-hosts who pulled double duty as producers for Checkpoint XP. Robbie Landis, Norris Howard, and Joe Sloan. My name's A. Bender. Keep listening.
You've been listening to Checkpoint XP, a complete look at all things esports and gaming. Check out the latest esports and gaming news and opinions at checkpointxp.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.